You're listening to Sips of Sanity, your toolkit for emotional and intuitive intelligence, or what we like to call the dirty work. Let's do it.
Hello, Kelly.
Hi.
So this is our Sips of Sanity series, and this is the month of September in 2023, and we are going to talk about emotional safety in relationships. And I am so excited for this series because some people just don't even understand what emotional safety actually is because they may have never experienced it in their entire lives. So if you have had parents who didn't create emotional safety between them and then in the family for you and your siblings, you may not know. And as a result of that, you may have stepped into and created a relationship with a partner, friends, coworkers, and perhaps your own children.
Adult siblings.
Yeah, where there is a lack of emotional safety. So what we're going to do in this series is discuss what it is. We're going to talk about what it isn't when it's unhealthy. And, you know, that might be super uncomfortable for some people to think, holy crap, that's all I've ever lived in. So if you're a crying type of person, that might require Kleenex. Get some. Some of you might feel angry, and that's okay because this is called healthy anger. When you can now identify something that hasn't been healthy in your life, you may actually feel things on that emotional wheel that hit the anger part of the wheel. And that's okay too. And then what we're going to do is we're going to describe what emotional safety is and how to develop it and create it in your relationships. Because you don't have to spend the rest of your life living in relationships that offer you no emotional safety. Mm-hmm. Nor do you deserve to. So that's what we're going to do, Monday to Friday. So today, Kel, let's start by talking about what emotional safety actually is. And I'm going to begin by describing it as being able in a relationship to show up to be your authentic self.
Which involves expressing yourself in a way that is true for you. So being able to vocalize your thoughts, your feelings, your needs, your opinions to whomever it is you're in a relationship with. We're not picking on partnerships. Any combination of people, can you safely express yourself in the relationship? Knowing or having a deep trust that the other person has your best interests and well-being in mind.
Yes. And what you did in that explanation and how what you offered there was you described some of the levels of intimacy in relationships when you said thoughts, feelings, needs, wants, opinions. I don't even know if you said hopes or not, but let's add that to the list because there are more levels of intimacy. And what you want to be able to do to create safety for another person and have it for yourself is to be able to move through those levels of intimacy with your partner. Pardon me, and all relationships. Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's talk about why we want to have emotional safety in a relationship.
I just can't even imagine that there's someone still tuned into this who's going, eh, why would I want that? And yet, we still have to sit here and list the reasons why you should want it.
That's really funny. And it's also very true.
I mean, also, if you're sitting here and you're just kind of, you know, passively listening to this with someone in the other room that you are in a relationship with, and they're like, no thanks, maybe red flag.
Oh, that's really good.
Right? If they're like, yeah, I'm not interested. That's your thing, not my thing. Like, red flag.
And if you're the person that was just sneaking off the couch and walking away.
Sit your ass back down.
Exactly. Get your ass back in front of this. Or stay tuned to this. Stay engaged. Okay, one of them is simply because if you have emotional safety in a relationship, you get to be more playful. You get to be creative in your life. And it's not just in the relationship. You have enough self-esteem and self-confidence because of that relationship that you're in that you actually get to access those other parts of yourself.
Cool. So I don't value playful and I don't value creative. Why do I want emotional safety?
Well, your emotional safety in that relationship might give you enough courage to go out and do something else that you've been wanting to do with your life.
Okay, so to try something new.
Yes.
Beautiful. Explore, discover yourself.
Yes.
I like that you're doing this, and I you know, postured that on purpose because I think people link creativity to artistic things. Oh. And they don't necessarily think that being creative might mean thinking your way out of a job you don't enjoy. Or it might be thinking your way into a new hobby that opens up all kinds of interests and curiosities that you have in life. And many people will stay stuck in things that they were interested in only when they were younger or in their college years, let's say, instead of actually expanding themselves. They don't think expanding is actually a form of creativity.
Right. So if I have enough emotional safety in a relationship, I might actually want to take new courses in a university or at a college.
Or anywhere.
Yes. I might want to consider different types of careers, or how to further the career I'm in, or how to start a business, or how to turn my passion or my creative side into a business.
And never mind just getting ahead and looking for success. What if it means that you actually want to pick up a different genre of a book? Yeah. What if it means that you could get curious about something just reading, right? In a way that it's not going to monetarily benefit you.
Mm-hmm. Now, also, if I have emotional safety in my relationship, I might want to purchase some sexy clothes. I might want to look online or go to a sex store and venture into some area of sexuality that I've never experienced before.
So again, expanding yourself.
Yes.
It's enriching your life. So yes. Without emotional security, we don't take those risks. We don't even dream of taking those risks, right? So I say risk, but we have the freedom to hope, right? When we mm-hmm. have emotional security. On top of that, we have the freedom to collaborate with one another because we actually want to be involved with another person. There's a desire to connect, which is what collaboration involves, and then to bring both of ourselves to the table to create, creation again, playfulness, mm-hmm. something new.
I think about people listening to this, if they're stepping outside of personal relationships, thinking about their coworkers. So say if I'm a manager or I'm the owner of some place and I'm bringing my employees together to brainstorm something and I think, what is wrong with you people? How come nobody's thinking outside the box? Well, do I think for a moment, have I created emotional safety for them to think that way, number one? And number two, to actually show up and share it, mm-hmm. right?
Yep.
Because you might be sitting there thinking, I just have a bunch of deadbeat people, you know, that I'm working with, and they're just all laying an egg here, and not realizing, oh, maybe I haven't provided emotional safety, or maybe I've seen behaviors between a couple of the employees where they don't have emotional safety between each other because of the bullying. Because of the verbal abuse or whatever else is going on in the work environment, there isn't a level of emotional safety for my employees to show up. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we have one employee that's the bully that creates a lack of emotional safety for everybody in the company to show up, mm-hmm. to actually work to their potential. Mm-hmm. So when we have emotional safety, people can perform to their best abilities, and sometimes even beyond, mm-hmm. right? Okay, that's it for today's show, Kelly.
Okay, wonderful. So plenty of reasons to stick around for the rest of the week. Thanks for listening to Sips of Sanity. Catch the full monthly workshop on patreon.com/thesarlows.